20 questions. I'm here auditioning for the role of Tony, a man boy who met what they call in melodrama an untimely death. Please note my resemblance to the dead emblem you've always idolized and yearned for. I found a new word yesterday, girandole, an ornamental branched candlestick, perfect for purgatorio. I don't want to impersonate the martyr, though if you're the figure dying on stage, agony's girandole holds regenerating candles aloft in its pincers, clematis mitigating the wound, and purple larkspur no longer capable of cure. In the early 1990s, my Tony, his real name was John, died in his small cottage by the Sound. He was my barber. He also designed and sewed impractical outfits, tablecloth togas, couch slipcover caftans. He died from complications. In those days, it wasn't always easy to specify, without shame, the name of the agent catalyzing the complications. He gave away his possessions in the months before his end. I received his Dante, paperback, 3 volumes. Whenever I'm on the verge of giving them away, I notice again that he signed his name large on each volume's opening page. I can't relinquish translations that testify to a love for traveling downward to the inferno he might never have described or written down. He also gave me handmade children's building blocks with fragments of Marilyn Monroe's face imprinted in proper sequence on each cube's black and white paper sides. The year he temporarily regained his body's equilibrium before it abandoned him again, he opened a store, at once a hair salon and a boutique, where he could sell his outlandish yet Spartan costumes, apt for a Louise Brooks Joan of Arc. He called the shop 20 Questions on High Street. With charcoal, draw a ring around what you don't know and fill the empty circle with 20 questions. A single ring, however wide, can't circumscribe my crowd of conundrums within one unfixed willow. Oh.